festivals on the mounds. Dark, leering, most pervasive customs of the Spider God Festival, just down to nighttime at fence post. Family retires to field. All around the deep country, children of the tight, angry Christian farmers have their ritual festival to the Spider God. Dark, leering, ancient festivals, pre-human. The festivals of the Cro-Mags and later the Neanderthals carried over into modern times. Certain traditions are embedded in our very DNA and cannot be done away with by means of Inquisition and book burning. Stripped naked, paraded for the revelers to stare at, fondle, pelt with roasted chestnuts that leave smoke trails behind their flight. This is a Christian family who holds sway on the land of the day, who grind down the different under the prophet machine, the ones who burned pagans dressed as scarecrows to coincide with the sunrise, forced to eat a full and sumptuous feast, made to drink lots of liquor and smoke marijuana from pipes made of carved pipe stone, stripped and paraded around the field, genitals rubbed with ointments to invigorate the sex organs. The festers all high on many drugs and sex, willing or not, with the family before binding and burning them to death, while an orgy writhes around the sacrifice. This festival shall continue for eons until all the bad families are burned and good rules the day for the first and only time. Dionysius, riding through the author, is hacking the great end. Everything is geared towards some brutal end of the world as the Christians demand of the timeline. But the author is a meat suit for Dionysius to imbibe even wine to hack that timeline. No great bloody end, just a feverish cycle of seasons and sweet, sweet wine. A season of madness. Drunken mayhem leaves a toll on that fertile summer. Fruited after midnight. Dream cheese of fields. After the Spider God Festival, the bodies of the sacrificed enemy family are dragged to isolated fields. The remaining blood is drawn out to feed the fields. A sweet, syrupy herbal substance replaces the blood. Dry, potent herbs and powders are applied to naked skin and orifices of the bodies. Then they are wrapped in tight plastic sheeting then buried deeper than the combine blades bite. Over the course of the next 3 years, the bodies dissolve into a black, black, gooey cheese-like substance that tastes so sweet one cannot help but gorge on it. But so disgusting it's a chore to hold it down. The longer the substance is held in the belly, the harder, the longer the dream trip lasts. Great shamans lay concealed by leaves and shelter belts for days after a dream cheese binge. Well, these darker sun holidays are here. Darkest days of the year. filled with chilled winds and snow layering everything away. Turn off the day, turn off the phone, and seep into alone. Remembering the days when mimes told us what to say. 3 idle days to drift in bed and seldom rise. When potent dreams foretell the coming year, the raves all hung on the inside of doors. Angry, the inner hate moved to save the God. The one and only God is the three. Three says one must believe to be free. They move to patrol the fields, to burn down the cell phone towers that broadcast lies, even into the heart of the prairie. They burn homosexual witches screaming and lisping at the stake. They move to save their God. Churches become castles, full of guns, setups for snipers in the highest stories. Just fellow who gladly have ice stocks. Feast and traditions, he leads the heat breaks. Go there, have a coffee with him. He has ice stocks that rise above his head. He is like a demigod with a different kind of horns. He lives alone in a trailer with no electricity. He lives on and is fueled by coffee. He has a collection jar. If enough folks fill it, he will make the heat break on the hottest days of August. A sudden cool wind and rain will anoint a cool, lovely day. His jar is now empty, and a glaring, relentless sun is again the reality greets the next day. But a really good breaking can hold back the heat wave for up to 3 days. Then the heat chokes the crops and won't stop. And the family is going to be in need without a good harvest to feed them. And even the Christians will come to the door of the semi-pagan divinity. Coffee and some donation to bring relief under the mean and glaring sun's devastation. Christian saints to Creepy Town. Strange nativity field pack made from ornaments. These new gods and new holidays had to be put down. So 7 Christian saints came to Creepy Town. A wonder-filled town when the sun goes down. For they had the most pretty lights, a flickering shrine to the great Santa time. But no mention of Christ. Just happy holy days. For such sin they must pay. So the 7 saints defaced the place with spray paint and dynamite, the power substation that fed the lights of this abomination. After many weeks of poisoned pets, slashed tires, greased windshield wipers, this was the last straw. All the folks there took off, left it a ghost town, tall houses and a circle around. To the spring this ghost town must yield, plowed down, bowed down, ground down under the fields. The new crops push up ornaments, strange pagan bubbles that once lit all pretty, now dirty and broken. Shiny LEDs and plastic in forbidden shapes, kids gather them, and the wheel it turns. Ornaments are holy relics on display in underground storm shelter temples far away.